Hello, Mr. Copty.
Hello, hello, how are you?
Herr Copty, können Sie unseren Hörern kurz die Handlung des Films erläutern?
The movie tells different stories of different people, which is actually different perspectives on the same reality of Ajami. So we have various stories. We have a story of a young man of 19 years old, whose name is Omar, who is struggling to get money in order to save his family from a vengeance of a big clan. And we have a story about a young teenagers from the West Bank who infiltrates to Israel in order to work and to get money for his mother's operation in order to save her life. And we have another story of an Israeli policeman who works in Ajami, in the neighborhood, and he is obsessed by the disappearance of his brother in the army. And we have another story of a young man, a young Palestinian in Ajami, who dreams of a better life with his Jewish girlfriend up until reality slaps him in the face and his whole life changes. And we have also a little story of a 13-year-old kid who perceives reality in a totally different way than the other. So these are five stories who tells who tells the story of different characters, and they all eventually comes to one a specific scene in which everything connects.
Er sagt also, dass der Film verschiedene Geschichten von verschiedenen Menschen erzählt. Es geht um verschiedene Betrachtungen einer Realität. Es gibt da zum Beispiel den 19-jährigen Omar, der versucht, Geld aufzutreiben, um seine Familie vor einem arabischen Clan zu retten. Und dann gibt es einen Teenager, der illegal in Israel arbeitet, um seine schwerkranke Mutter zu retten, und einen israelischen Polizisten, dessen Bruder spurlos verschwindet. Es geht also insgesamt um fünf verschiedene Charaktere, deren Geschichte sich am Ende irgendwie verbindet. Sie haben den Film ja gemeinsam mit dem jüdischen Regisseur Yaron Chani gedreht. Inwiefern hat der arabisch-israelische Konflikt während der Dreharbeiten eine Rolle gespielt?
You know, you cannot disconnect yourself from your reality. You cannot be neutral. But I can tell you that this film had to be done by two directors. It had to be done by one Palestinian director and one Israeli director. Because after all, the film is telling the different perspectives which create the conflict. Actually, each conflict is created by a collision of different perspectives. This collision provokes or makes us do a lot of horrible things to one another, and violence is one of them, which is showed in the film. So the conflict itself, the big Israeli-Palestinian conflict, is not in the film straightforward in your face. But the context is clear and it is there.
Also Skander Copty sagt, dass man natürlich nie neutral sein kann, aber dieser Film musste einfach von einem israelischen und einem palästinensischen Regisseur gedreht werden. Denn der Film zeigt ja den Konflikt der verschiedenen Ansichten und deshalb passieren ja Dinge wie Gewalt. Der palästinensische Konflikt ist zwar nicht vordergründig zu sehen, aber er ist auf jeden Fall da. Nun ist ja der jüdisch-arabische Konflikt Thema vieler arabischer und jüdischer Filme. Was ist das Besondere an Ihrem Film?
Well, you know, when you usually hear about the thing, film coming from our region, you will say, okay, it will talk about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, because it is something which is the most interesting thing in our region. But for the first time, I think, it attacks the conflict from a totally different perspective, which is the perspective of the Palestinians living inside a segregated town inside the Green Line. Because even in Europe, a lot of people, they are not aware that there's 1.5 million Palestinians, the indigenous, still living in the Green Line inside Israel as citizens of the Jewish state. And for the first time, their story is being brought to the big screen. And we're not dealing just with what is known today as Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but we are dealing with humans' life inside this big conflict, but they are ignored in a certain way. So this is, I think, the difference. But again, also, this film is not victimizing any of the side. This film is not victimizing the Palestinian side and not giving them responsibility for the way we are living as Palestinians. Because usually when you are oppressed, you tend to blame the others and forget your responsibility in it. So also in this way, this film is totally different than other films that are talking about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Klar, sagt Skander Kopti, denkt man, dass Filme aus Israel sich immer mit dem Palästinenserkonflikt beschäftigen. Er glaubt aber, dass dieser Film zum ersten Mal einen völlig neuen Aspekt betrachtet. Denn in Europa wissen viele gar nicht, dass mitten in Israel 1,5 Millionen Palästinenser leben. Sie sind Bürger Israels und ihre Geschichte wird erstmals auf der großen Leinwand erzählt. Ihm geht es in dem Film darum, persönliche Geschichten zu erzählen und nicht irgendjemand in die Opferrolle zu drängen. Sein Film sei also ein völlig neuer Ansatz, den israelisch-palästinensischen Konflikt zu erzählen. Die Leute, die jetzt ihren Film sehen werden, was können die mit nach Hause nehmen? Was können die lernen? Also was lernen die Zuschauer von ihrem Film?
Oh, well, you know, it depends. This film has a lot of messages and after all, each and every spectator will get his own messages. But I think that the main thing is that if you get the chance to walk in the shoes of the other and understand his motives, which are basically good motives. In his own reason and his own logic, everything he does comes from the good part of him. There is no good and there is no bad person. And if you get the chance to walk in the shoes of even your enemy and relate to him and understand why is he reacting the way he's reacting, then those kind of conflicts can be avoided. Because usually a conflict is when different perspectives collide and this misunderstanding causes us to react in violence sometimes or with hatred, and those things, they create prejudice and it's a cycle that never ends.
Laut Skander Kopti sind in dem Film viele Botschaften versteckt, aber eine der zentralen Aussagen ist es, sich in die Lage des anderen zu versetzen. Wenn man die Motive des anderen, des Gegners versteht, nur dann kann man Konflikte vermeiden, denn jeder hat ja normalerweise gute Gründe für sein Handeln, dann kommt man weiter. Es gibt ja keine guten oder bösen Menschen, denn Konflikte entstehen doch, weil wir uns missverstehen und das sorgt für Gewalt und zu einer Spirale, die nie endet. Inwiefern ist dann der Film für deutsche Zuschauer interessant?
Well, I think it's a universal film that everybody can relate to. It's talking about human beings, about simple people, not heroes, that are trying to live and to have a better life. And every city or every place has its own minorities. And this is a chance to have a glimpse on a very certain minority that is living inside Israel and inside this segregated place, which is called Ajami. But those human stories, everybody can relate to them. If it's a German guy or a Chinese guy, everybody can relate to a mother that is concerned about her son or to a brother that is obsessed about his brother being missing as a soldier. So these are very universal and emotional stories that everybody can connect to them.
Skander Kopti sagt, der Film ist für alle Menschen interessant, denn Minderheiten gibt's überall, ob nun in Deutschland oder China. Jeder versteht doch eine Mutter, die sich um ihren Sohn sorgt oder auch einen Bruder, der seinen Bruder vermisst, weil der als Soldat vermisst wird. Das ist aus seiner Sicht universell verständlich. Sagt Regisseur Skander Kopti. Sein Film Ajami hat heute in Berlin Premiere und zwar in der Kulturbrauerei Prenzlauer Berg. Los geht's um 20.30 Uhr. In anderen deutschen Städten läuft Ajami am 11. März an. Mr. Kopti, thanks for your time and all the best for the movie.
Thank you very much. Tschüss.